All right, we are on the air. I'm going to go ahead and call this Governmental Operations Committee meeting to order. Date is 9/20/2017, 1:05 PM. Meeting is scheduled until 3:00.
There you go.
Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Hamilton? Congresswoman Buffalohead?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Norris? Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here. I do have a note from Congressman Norris. He informed me ahead of time that he would probably not make it. He will if he can. He had a previous engagement in. Congressman Hamilton did send me a text and said he was running just a little bit late, so I expect him anytime. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Mason, would you please say prayer for us?
In God's name, Wakanda. Wakanda, she, Awatika. Almighty Father God, we come this day and say, again, thank you for the seasons and for the rain and for allowing us to have a breath of air this morning, move us about, for us to see the grandfather's son this morning. We ask blessings now at this midday upon each and every one that's here, upon all of the decision makers, Almighty Father God, in our hearts and in our minds, and the things that we say and the things that we hear will be for the good of our people, Almighty Father, your people. And we thank you for your divine guidance to take care of our invisible beings and guide us throughout the rest of this day. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Next is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from September the 19th.
Motion to approve the minutes for September 19th.
Motion to approve the minutes from September 19th from Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Maker. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 I need 4 to pass the minutes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Minutes are approved. Next is ONCA 1799, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $61,453,024 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor, Congresswoman Whitehorn, has already presented this bill to the committee. We've just been going through sections. Congresswoman Buffalohead is the co-sponsor. Congresswoman Buffalohead, do you have any opening remarks about your bill?
No, let's get to the budget and the program, please.
All right, good idea. Okay, so first section is 68, Membership Department. We have Sarah Oberly at the table with us, and we've been given the director the opportunity to basically kind of go over some high points from the previous year and any changes in program plan and some expectations that we may see that might be new within the program for this upcoming year. And Ms. Oberly, I'll give the floor to you, and I'll go ahead and get your program plan pulled up as you get started.
Okay. Since I've been there, and it's a continuing thing, my objective had been to modernize that office. It needed modernized. Our turnaround, as of today, we are up to date on all CDIBs, all memberships. We have had meetings with the Eastern Region BIA, at least 4, and now we know exactly what they expect from us, what they want from us, and some of the things that we were sending them that they keep saying, we don't need. So we're getting it more streamlined and keeping with, we've done a lot of modernization, I will say that, but there's so much more we have to do to get that office to run efficiently.
Okay, appreciate that. Committee, you guys want to go through the program plan more in depth, or does anyone have any questions for the, about the program plan or membership? Congressman Mason?
We are looking at federal dollars and tribal dollars both.
Right.
Which, well, mixed, or are we going to look at different?
We'll look at the budget separately.
Okay.
There's only one program plan, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Congressman Mason?
On your program plan, I know we were talking about another employee possibly to do the research. Is that still going to happen or not?
Like a genealogist?
Yeah, like a genealogist.
I was told I wasn't getting one.
So then on the website, it still says?
The website we changed.
Okay.
And if they want a family tree, I can send that to them. But if they just call me and say, my great-great uncle may have been Cherokee or may have been Osage, I am not a genealogist, so I don't know how to help him unless he gives me names and I can check and see if I have them. That's really all I can do. I can't do anymore. I would like to have a genealogist or anywhere in the tribe to have a genealogist, but.
But right now, that's off the table.
Yeah, that's off the table.
Okay, thank you.
Congressman Mason.
So if somebody we don't know from out there calls or gets on the website and wants that information,
mm-hmm.
and that's all they give you is just, I'm so-and-so and I need this, you will send it? How do you, because what if they're...
If I pull up their date of birth, their name, and their members, I send them a family tree, which will go back maternal, grandparents, great-grandparents,
that's
anyway,
the requester
down to 1906, and I send that to them.
Okay.
If I cannot find them, I tell them, I'm sorry you're not a member, therefore I don't have a family tree to send you.
Okay.
So that's how I handle
and
that.
And there's nobody in the office that will do that same, just you that will make that kind of decision?
It's a simple situation, because if we can't find them, if they're not in our database, there's nothing we can do. Usually I do it, but if I'm really busy, then I will have another employee do it.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're nice about it, but.
Well, we want to keep it in the family.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Mayor,
real quick. So, last time we talked, I know you get a lot of those calls of mine. What is that? You still get a lot of those calls from people from wherever calling in, wanting you to find their. I heard I was Osage. I know a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
I get that from people. So, yeah,
we do.
Osage, yeah.
We do. And then sometimes, like, we're going to need more information. If you'll send us information, we will look through our database and see if we can find anything that will help you.
You know, there's a lot more going on, too, since that book's out. There's a lot more exposure to life now. Thank you.
Committee, any more questions regarding the program plan? Just any questions you want to ask? Right. Okay, seeing none. All right, let's get into the budget. This is the tribal portion of the budget. Does this look like the budget that you're working off of, Ms. Oberle? Okay.
Yes.
All right, $25,000 increase from last year. Slight reduction in salaries. Slight increase in engineering now. employee benefits and taxes, looks like your travel has been eliminated.
It was put on the other budget, I believe.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. Operations expense, Cena, $7,300, increase up from $3,300. Substantial increase in occupancy, can you tell us about that?
I can.
Mr. Zahn?
Yeah, if you look at their federal budget, we moved the federal over to the tribal, so we put more federal dollars in the salaries in the federal budget so we could get contract support costs, so we could get extra money. So if you try to front load the salaries in the self-governance programs in the federal budget, then you get contract support costs, you get it from formulation of money later on down the road. So that's a way of, to increase your funding. Okay. We've done that with the law enforcement as well.
Sounds like a good idea. We've been double checking to make sure that's been backed out of the bill.
Page 67.
Doesn't appear to be accurate.
Except the non-tribal one. Go to the next one. Or back up, I'm sorry, probably page 66. There's the tribal.
There's the reduction right there. So it did, it was taken out. Okay, any questions on the tribal budget? Okay, let's go through the federal first and we'll process them at the same time. All right, got the federal budget, $1,315 increase. Slight increase in salaries and wages, slight increase in employee benefits and taxes, and reductions, small reductions for the most part throughout the bill. Still no travel. Looks like you're not gonna travel this year.
You gotta make cuts somewhere.
Okay. Committee? Pretty basic committee. Go ahead and double check $923, $105.052.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
On your tribal under operations, I believe you only had 2,000 under postage. Mm-hmm. Is that enough? Seems like the membership part.
We spend a lot on postage, and our biggest thing is when people from out of state send us, they send us their original state issue birth certificate. To make sure they get that back, we send that back certified mail return receipt. So it costs us $7.20. But we want to make sure they get it back and it doesn't get lost. And this way we have proof, yes, you got it, because we have, you know, the proof.
So the answer to his question is, yes, that's enough money?
Or do you move it around?
You could move it something.
I can, you know, if it gets where I'm out, then, you know, I'm going to have to move.
We'll make it work.
From something.
Move it up, travel.
Yeah.
They got plenty of spots they can get that.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have any comments, questions, or concerns about either of these budgets. So, committee, it's up
Motion to have the minutes and committee report reflect the committee's been a complete review on section 68 and 69 of ONCA 1799.
Second.
Motion's been made by Congresswoman Bufflehead, seconded by Congressman Hamilton. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, section 68 and 69 membership is processed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next section is section 75, Office of the Chiefs. Assume Jason Zahn is here representing the Office of the Chiefs along with Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Yes, sir.
It looks like you've got some additional backup back in the back if needed, so.
They're asleep.
Yeah, but he's not in a blue long sleeve shirt, so he can't sit up here with them.
Yeah, this was not planned.
Oh, one is.
Stand up. Casey did get
the one is.
We coordinated.
I didn't get the khaki memo. But.
I sent out a memo.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that wore great
Jason
pants.
Knows how this works. Usually when he wears purple, he gets better results.
I was going to today, but I didn't. From you.
He did last year.
Here's the first
he
year
had
I didn't.
Purple shirt on last year.
I came in peace.
Right. And left in pieces.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So, like we have others, we're giving you an opportunity to kind of get some highlights from the previous year and tell us about your program plan and some changes we might expect to see this year in the Office of the Chief. So, floor is yours.
I think this is where I'm going to let Assistant Chief help me out. I definitely deal with the numbers. This is more the overall administration goals.
Well, we did, if I'm not mistaken, we did shift a position out of the Office of the Chiefs.
Half of one.
Half of one. I did not help present this budget, so if you want to know, you know, major right. changes in terms of how we go about things, I can tell you that probably the major thing that I heard come out of the chief's mouth that I thought was pretty thoughtful myself was a change in how we actually administer. There's the hierarchy that the division system embodied is kind of your classic management system. But the one that Chief Standing Bear is talking about, I guess the word would be adopting, is much more progressive. And that's where instead of having all of these sections and all of these subsections that you actually manage your people based on a set of goals and objectives, singular goals and objectives. And it can be that you have an objective that involves, say, 9 programs from what used to be 2 or 3 different divisions. And that's going to be quite a sea change in terms of how we manage. It's also very progressive and forward-thinking. There's a lot of companies that do this. More progressive and forward-thinking companies, and you group these programs and departments around a mission, then you go out and achieve that, and that's among their goals. It kind of breaks up that silo mentality and gets more stakeholders involved in the pursuit of any one of these goals. I think there's probably actually some people down in the director of operations shop that have actually put some of these kinds of ideas together. But we're talking from altitude here on how we're approaching what we're doing. And I commend the chief for it. I think it's a good idea. It's not easy to pull off, but it's certainly a concept worth study and engagement.
Committee, any questions regarding that particular topic? I have one. That sounds encouraging. Can you provide an example?
That's probably where what I understand from where I sit and what's actually happening down below would be a question that you can ask somebody like Casey. Casey and Jody have a much more hands-on with this particular approach. than I do.
Fair enough. Okay.
I will say one thing, and it's probably the one thing I can talk about knowledgeably, is the chief has assigned me a certain set of goals as assistant principal chief, a portfolio, if you will, of mostly property-based assignments through executive directive. So my set of responsibilities are probably as best defined as they've ever been in my job. So I have a set list of responsibilities and projects and assignments that are my responsibility, and then I use our staff as I can, or if I need to get those things done. And I can give examples if you guys want to hear about it, but that's kind of getting off the subject of the budget.
Casey, were you wanting to participate in the discussion?
Oh, I'm just
stretching.
He stood up to take a shirt in.
Okay. All right. I just want to give everyone an equal opportunity here. Did you say something in your opening remarks that there was, and we maybe get into that in the budget, but you said something about maybe reshuffle one position?
Yeah, the position of my assistant left. I mean, it wasn't that, I mean, she obviously went to a place where her talents are, can be put more to use. My ability to keep a full-time assistant busy full-time was limited, and after that person voluntarily went to another position within the nation, I told Chief, I said, look, if you've got another use for these dollars, please use it. I think I could take advantage of any of the other staffers, including Jason Corey, to get the things that I need done in terms of assistance. So that's exactly how that went down. It was an opportunity that presented itself through attrition.
All right, committee, get any questions specific to the Office of the Chief's program plan? Did you guys have a program plan last year? I don't recall going through a Chief's program plan. This is refreshing.
Thank you.
In short, Mr. Chairman, it's a restatement of the goals that have existed for the
2014
for the Office of the Chief since we took office. Just fleshed out a little bit more.
Okay. Committee, you guys ready to get into the budgets, or are there questions regarding the program plan, or just
budgets?
This is our chance. Okay, budgets. That's the program plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have the budget in there yet? All right, $81,000 increase.
Decrease.
Decrease. Did I say increase?
Yes, sir.
You did say increase.
I meant decrease.
So did we.
I'm just making sure you guys were.
We're paying attention.
All right, nearly an $80,000 decrease in salaries and wages. Small increase in.
And I think that's due to the 70-30 that was done last year, the formulation, but we didn't do it this year. of...
The IDC?
No, of benefits, proposed usage, and we tried to do a guesstimation to save some money, and it was best, we thought, this year, we just do the full boat. So all of our people, and in my office in particular, are participating in all of the benefits, so...
Good.
Currently. We've had a shuffle. We had a couple of different people swap out. Corey came on, Karen came on board, and you know, we did some position salary reductions to compensate the skills of the ones that came on board. So we did that as well.
Okay. Well, like I said, there's a decrease in all line items except for occupancy. That's minimal.
Yeah, they recalculated our occupancy. We're using one of the vaults as storage, so we got hit on that as space use, rightly so. And then you can see the 1600. I increased our Christmas extravaganza, and Congresswoman Buffalo, who had last year, put in $4,000 for Sovereignty Day in a separate piece of legislation. So this year I just added it in the budget request. As you'll see that on other in the breakdown.
Right here?
In the breakdown.
Okay.
Yes, sir. No salary increases.
No new
salary, no new positions.
No new positions. Salaries stay flat.
No salary increases.
Okay.
The dues and subscriptions went up a bit because of NCAI now costs us $5,000 more than last year.
They went up.
So that was added.
Committee, just stop me if you see something.
Professional fees stayed flat from last year. It was reduced last year by $25,000, and we've spent close to $300,000 currently, and we still have all of August's invoices to come in. I just received a July and an August one from one of the other contractors, so we're on pace to get really close to that number.
Good. Congresswoman Buffalo had.
It says special projects for $65,000.
It's different projects that have come up throughout the year. We did Riggs Avenue, did work for a charter school. We have a Missouri lawyer for some land stuff, some community involvement. So,
what's the marketing team for $15,000?
That's a marketing firm that we hired that assists us mostly now with wind farm PR that we've been doing.
I'll give you another example. I was present the other day when Chief called them after the Minerals Council prevailed in the 10th Circuit and asked him to prepare a press release and an interview with Chairman Waller to give our voice to that particular event. It's the type of thing that they're used for.
Any other questions, Congresswoman?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I'll have some more here in a minute, probably. But
okay.
I'm good for right now.
Equipment purchase was reduced by $2,500, and then there's you can see the increase. We've added money to the Christmas extravaganza that we hold for the children in December, and then the Sovereignty Day money, which was in a separate piece of legislation last year, but we just combined it in our budget.
Were you all at $70,000 last year for political donations?
Yes, ma'am. That's flat line. And we've spent $69,615 today.
And you spent $50,000 on just one person, right?
One event, yes, ma'am.
In your opinion, do y'all think that needs to be lower since you spent $50,000 on a political donation for one individual, which is pretty out of the ordinary?
No.
You still want it at $70,000?
Well, we still send it to also Senator, Oklahoma senators and other senators and congressmen to try to help our case in the state of Oklahoma and also in the federal government.
Local politicians.
Local politicians as well.
I know. We sent more to one person out of state than we have our own state.
I think perhaps we calculated that that might be a worthwhile donation.
Worthwhile or not, I mean, it's my opinion, we shouldn't have to pay a political representative who said, if it's good for the state of Missouri, then I'm for it. I agree with a donation, but we gave him exactly what he wanted, which was $50,000. So that's what y'all wanted to do, that's what you want to do with the people's money. I mean, that's...
Any more dialogue on that topic? Committee? Any other questions regarding the chief's budget? I have nothing else. If there's nothing else, Chair would entertain movement.
Anyone else want to do it?
I make a motion to have the minutes and committee report reflect the committee has done a complete review on section
75.
Section 75 of ONCA 1799.
Second. Motion by Congressman Hamilton, second by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Section 75, Office of the Chiefs, is processed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so Paul B. Moore is prepared to join us by phone. I think I'm going to go ahead and give him a heads up. So yes. If it's okay with the committee, then I'm going to go ahead and skip to Section 43 and have the Gaming Commission Board come up since they are present. Ms. Wilcox, Ms. Henry, I assume you guys are here to represent the board, the Gaming Commission Board and their budget? Okay. Please join us at the table.
Good afternoon.
All right, so. Ms. Hembry, would you care to express anything to the committee or just build questions, or if the floor is yours if you want?
Okay, I'll start if that's okay. I have the pleasure of working with a really fine board, Commissioner Wilcox, Chairman Harlan, and co-chair Michael Kidder. Gaming is an extremely important industry for Osage Nation, and they do an excellent job in the oversight of all the gaming that we have, and their budget is very lean, and I just, some of the things that we have changed in there and looked at, they've just tried to keep it that way so that they do not, are not a very large expense or a very large overall piece of the boards, and they do an excellent job, and I just want to say, I hope, if you have any questions, we're happy to answer them.
I appreciate that. I have to recognize.
I don't have any questions. Budget's very cut and dry.
I have one.
Congressman Maker.
I've heard the date, but when does the new compact negotiation come up again for the state of Washington? When is that?
The compact expires January 1st, 2020.
21, okay.
All right.
I have a question.
Congressman Hamilton.
Sir, your travel's only $6,000 for three board members. Is that enough through the year?
Our board hasn't traveled as much very extensively. That does cover their, they have a stipend, and then they get the travel expenses for coming to the board meetings.
Okay.
Commissioner Kidder and Commissioner Wilcox do get that travel. Commissioner Harlan does not. They have gone to a couple of trainings. We went this year to OIGA. We do feel like it's important that they represent Osage at some of these trainings that are coming up because of the contract negotiations and other things that are coming up. So that travel is important. So hopefully that will be approved.
I don't have any questions.
Any other questions?
No.
It's kind of hard to come up with one about the budget. Have you guys spent all your money from last year? Come close.
Well, the committee's ready. I can make a motion. There's some more discussion.
Go for it.
I make a motion to have the minutes and committee report reflect the committee has done a complete review on section 43 of ONCA 1799.
Second.
Motion by Congressman Hamilton, seconded by Congressman Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion carries, and section 43, the Gaming Commission Board budget has been processed. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Good work, keep it up. That brings us, according to my note, to the end of the sections that were assigned to this committee. I think prior to making the motion to report to the Appropriations Committee, just kind of go through and double check. Congressman Mason?
The Osage Utility Authority Board,
Section 80.
What do you do there?
Bobby Moore is ready to go.
Good.
Hello, this is Paul.
Yeah, hey, Paul. RJ Walker here with the Governmental Operations Committee. We are prepared to go over the Osage Utility Authority Board. By the way, how are things going?
Greetings, Congressman Walker and the remainder of the committee, Government Operations. Things are good. Things are going well for me. It's a real busy time in my life as I go through some transition, but I'm looking forward to the future. Things are good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so we have your budget pulled up. Looks like the tribal appropriation is flat, $62,761. Basically no changes accept a $62 change in indirect cost, an increase in a $62 corresponding reduction to professional fees. I don't necessarily think that warrants any discussion, but you guys want to hear about that?
It's pretty bare.
If, I apologize, first of all, for not being present. I should be for something as important as the budget. May I ask if any of the other utility authority board members are present there physically?
No, there aren't any other ones. And just for the sake of the committee, I will, you know, let them know that I did inform you by text that it wasn't necessary that you be here. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, you recognizing the potential importance, but I did let Mr. Beemore know that it wasn't necessary, and it could be, especially if you were going to travel from Arizona. I was thinking that was completely unnecessary. So,
well, yes, absolutely. That's pretty much the norm for me. You know, coming back for meetings as necessary. I mentioned earlier that I'm going through some transition. I have moved back home here to Oklahoma, so that's part of the future that I was talking about, just a part of it anyway, that I'm optimistic about going forward. So, yeah, that's one thing I have to also point out to everyone is my apologies for not submitting a timely budget. I don't want to make excuses, but I did submit a budget after the fact, of what was apparently recommended by the executive branch. I sent them a budget after they had already put together their budgets, so apparently for timeliness and such. But I did submit another request. And I was under the impression that perhaps that's what I was going to be talking about this afternoon. And if, yeah, because if it was just the 62 grand, you know, from the previous, or for this year actually, that there'd really be not much to talk about. I suppose that if we didn't want to entertain any other budget appropriations for the utility authority, we could come back on an as-needed basis when we do need the funds. And I say that for different reasons. Because of the broadband project, Great Horse and Bowering are at a point in time now where it's, I don't want to necessarily call it critical, but it's at the point where we need to make some decisions. And part of the decision making has to do with the change that is apparently going on right now. In particular, we have new utility authority board members, Mr. John Redcorn and Mr. William Billy Keene are board members now with the utility authority. So I'm very, very optimistic about the meetings that we've already had thus far and the future for the utility authority and our rulemaking or regulatory role for the Osage Nation. But as I get back to the additional change that comes about is the fact that the grant fund recipient from RUS, as we all know, is the Osage Innovative Services, OIS, Senator Tallgrass. And we've been in discussion with some of the executive folks, key people with IT, Mark Kirk, of course, and Susan Bayrow, but also Mr. Holder, who I understand now has resigned from his position. And so there's a lot of moving parts happening right now. One of the things that is so important with respect to OIS is another change is coming about is the memorandum of understanding that we have with OIS to be the grant fund recipient. It was a two-year memorandum of understanding for that very purpose. And as we venture into the future, specifically the 2018-19 budget, there's going to be some, I mean, I see this the year for construction to start. And I included in the budget that I was party with a management position, if you will. And I put it there because I'm not aware of any other activity or any other budget allocations for supporting the broadband project other than the matching contributions, of course, that the nation has graciously approved, not only for Great Horse, but for Bowery. And as I said before, I see the 18-19 year as the year of actually breaking ground, if you will. And we're missing some opportunity, I guess. You could say, from my point of view, I would call them public relations opportunities, because we don't have a driver necessarily or a manager that's on board to manage this project. With Bowering, you may have seen an article which I forwarded. I asked the legislative clerk or receptionist to forward the Congress members news article from the Army Corps of Engineers from the Bowering area. They're very excited about the Bowering project. They're already being very proactive with the community, the local school there, and to prepare for this network, for this system that they anticipate, as we do, to be approved by RUS. So there's some real proactive activity like that going on in different communities. Well, specifically in Bowering, we know the what's happening in Great Horse, and there's other key players or stakeholders, if you will, that could become a part of the process, namely leadership in the city of Pawhuska, and who have been inquiring about, you know, where we are and where this is going. You know, the utility authority is, as I've made it known, and as we all know by now, is a regulatory body, so we're not the entity that's going to be the broadband entity. And right now, OIS has its recipient. So whether, you know, OIS or whether it's another entity that is created, or if it's within the staffing, or how you want to structure it, there needs to be a liaison. There needs to be an individual, a project manager, if you will, to keep things moving. I honestly believe that this is going to be very beneficial to the project, especially now that we're getting closer to that period of time. It's going to be very beneficial going forward as some of this work begins to happen and the public, the community takes note. So, you know, with the resignation of Mr. Holder, I understand that Jill Jones is acting now, so that's very unfortunate, but at the same time, it may also provide some opportunity that we need to inject some new energy into the whole plan and the process. I say that with respect to Jill, of course, but also the memberships that we have on the utility authority, and as well as yourself, the Congress members and the executive branch. I didn't see any other activity budget-wise, but I felt that by just reminding ourselves that this project is not going to magically wake up one day and be there. They're just going to take some effort, some physical efforts, an individual or individuals to begin carrying that ball. Now, I'm not aware, as I said, of any other funding proposals for the broadband plan, nor am I aware of any other real high-level projects that have taken a priority over broadband. And if there are, well, I would certainly understand. But we're still moving forward with the grant that we've received, and we'll proceed the best way that we can. As I said before, if it comes to the point, which I'm sure it will, inevitably, where we need to have a budget amendment or what have you, we can come back to you at that time. I want to make these points about OIS and utility authority not being the entity to run the business or to do the construction. But I do feel it is very important that the utility authority, as we begin making our regulations, has some oversight and in input into who this managing partner or this person is going to be, because I definitely believe that it needs to be someone from the industry that has the talent, the business set, and experience in actually beginning a startup industry for the Osage Nation like this. So. I know I'm kind of rambling on, and I apologize for that, but I hope that I made a little bit of sense of where we are today and where we're going. So with that, I'll stand for any questions. And if you don't have a copy of the budget that I had recommended or put together after the original one, I can certainly share that if need be, or I can talk about it. But if you don't have a copy, it's going to be difficult for you all perhaps to see, but it's actually pretty simple. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate your comments and kind of getting us caught up to speed, and also giving us a reminder that hey, broadband is something that is out there. The grant is moving on, but like you said, there's going to have to be boots on the ground or whatever, somebody to keep this thing moving forward. Just curious, what did your budget look like? What was different? I mean, just briefly, I assume, that was there just one position in there?
Actually, I put one position along with some administrative support dollars. It could be part-time work, but the dollar for the position that I put in is 120 grand, and another 30 for administrative support, for a total of 150 for the position.
Okay, so that would have put your budget submission to more like around 220,000, correct?
It came out to 258.4.
258.4.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say this. Before we get too far into detail, I would be very surprised if there's a recommended amendment to the bill right now. I mean, just from my standpoint, after going through the last couple of weeks of processing these budgets, it would appear to me that any other additional appropriation for the Utility Authority Board would come by way of a special appropriation for that purpose, and would likely require more dialogue, more support documentation, and stuff like that, rather than just the Utility Authority Boards and other boards' operating costs, which is basically all we've done thus far. So,
I see.
And to take that a step further, the budgets that are incorporated into this comprehensive appropriation bill were submitted to us by the executive branch. So, anyway, my suggestion would be to keep it up, keep us informed, and if you really see a need, just justify it by support documentation and either get the executive branch to carry it forward as an initiative or get a member of Congress to file legislation. Those are your options, in my opinion. Anyone else care to weigh in on that? So, with all of that said, committee, do you have any questions for Mr. Beamore about the budget that we have before us?
No.
No.
Okay, Mr. Beamore?
Yes.
Closing remarks. I think it looks to me like we're getting ready to move on it and pass it out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I perfectly understand the action that's going to take place and how we can amend the budget going forward in the future of DC.
All right. Well, with all of that, pardon me? Want to go ahead?
Well, I just said thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Somebody care to move it?
I make a motion to have the minutes and committee report reflect the committee has done a complete review on section 80 of ONCA 1799.
Second.
Motion's made by Congressman Hamilton, seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Motion is approved and section 80 Osage Utility Authority Board's budget has been processed. Now that brings us to the end of our assigned sections. So committee, Mr. Beamore, I'm gonna go ahead and hang up on you, all right?
Okay, well, thank you so much. Everyone have a good day.
All right, you too, thank you. Welcome to the future. Yeah, welcome back to Oklahoma.
Thank you.
You bet, bye. Lighter out here getting kind of okay. So I've got the motion prepared for us by our clerk. I'm just gonna go ahead and run through my list and make sure we got them all. I'm gonna read them off, would you? The ones I've marked off, Ellis? Okay, 8, 9, 14, 19, 25, 26, 27, 42, 43, 45, 52, 53, 54, 59, 60, 61, 62, 65, 66, 68, 69, 71, 72, 75, 76, 80, 91, 99, 100, 101, 104, 105, and 107.
Yep.
Okay. Looks like we're ready for the motion.
Okay. I move to report sessions 8, 9, 14, 19, 25, 26, 27, 42, 43, 45, 45, 52, 53, 54, 59, 60, 61, 62, 65, 66, 68, 69, 71, 72, 75, 76, 80, 91, 99, 100, 101, 104, 105, and 107 of ONCA 1799 back to the Appropriations Committee as reviewed by the Government Operations Committee.
Second.
Okay, that motion has been made by Congressman Hamilton, seconded by Congressman Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, good work, committee. That was a lot of work. And about a week ago, I think I kind of openly expressed that I don't think we were going to make it. But we did. So anyway, I appreciate it. If there's no other discussion or any comments, I'm going to adjourn today's committee meeting. We're adjourned. Without objection. Yes, sir.
Right. Oh, you got to sign it. Sign it.
Nicely done. Government Officers Challenge.